Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC Blue Bay's Leveraged Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. I hope you were all able to enjoy some time over last week's holiday to rest and recharge. As we look out at this week, we'll get U.S. manufacturing PMI as well as new and existing home sales data, durable goods, and initial claims. So far, backward-looking hard data has broadly confirmed what we already knew, that the U.S. economy is on strong footing. We shouldn't lose sight of that point when considering a variety of outcomes that the new tariff regime will present in the coming months. WTI crude and nat gas are both down 12 to 13% year-to-date. Steel prices have spiked nearly 33% higher, while aluminum prices are down 7.5%. Lumber has been incredibly volatile, at one point up 14%, but now down almost 5% on the year. The Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index, which measures U.S. dollar index against a basket of 10 leading currencies, is weaker by about 7% year-to-date, and that's 10% lower than its peak in September 2024. When you factor in a weaker U.S. dollar and a lower price of oil, which is an unusual circumstance, the move in crude is even more meaningful. The reality is that there are differing views on how businesses and consumers will react to higher prices of goods and services. For example, what will lower prices at the pump mean for while commodity markets are all over the place? Of course, tariffs are nothing new. It was congressional Democrats in the New Deal era that passed the Reciprocal Tariff Act of 1934, which gave the president more authority to negotiate tariffs. The U.S.-led General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade in 1948 was the precursor to what is now the WTO. The WTO, which ushered in low tariffs and lower prices, fueled growth in domestic and emerging markets, but it was not without negative consequences to the U.S. manufacturing base. That's why the U.S. has been steadily implementing tariffs over the last 20 years. President Biden didn't remove any of Trump's consequential tariffs, and in fact, he increased tariffs on certain Chinese imports like EVs and semiconductors. The market expected Trump to expand even further with the reciprocal tariffs hammer, but got a bulldozer to global trade instead. The result is a rise in uncertainty and an inevitable hit to profit margins across a range of sectors. The S&P down 12 or 13% year-to-date seems like a reasonable reaction for the time being, but could easily be down 5 to 10% more before the market realizes that this is just more of the same, just a lot more than they bargained for. You can expect that companies will continue to revise or pull guidance altogether while boardrooms get their arms around the new world order. It's not all bad news, however. High-yield market has been incredibly liquid. It's behaving as it should as the market has grown and become easier to facilitate client flows and risk transfer. The asset class, just like the U.S. economy, is starting from a healthy standpoint, and the widening in spreads and the higher move in yields presents an opportunity to revisit corporate fixed income as an asset class. The trades that worked in 2024 won't work again in 2025, but with 88% of this index being single or double B rated, there are new opportunities to exploit value, and you don't need to be overweight triple C to do the heavy lifting. As always, thanks for your time and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.